Hi, welcome to module 2 of Running Linux in Azure. This module is called Creating a Linux Virtual Machine in Azure. So before we start to learn the alternatives to deploy Linux VMs in Azure, let's talk about the types of distributions in Azure. The first type of distribution is called Azure Endorsed Linux Distributions. So these distributions, these images, are created by partners, but curated and tested by Microsoft. There are two subtypes for Azure endorsed Linux distributions. The first one is called standard images. Some examples to these images are Ubuntu, OpenSUSE, Oracle Linux, and OpenLogic CentOS. So if you have a problem with Azure, you are going to contact Microsoft to solve this issue. But if you are having an issue with the Linux itself, for standard images, you need to contact the Linux vendor or a partner to solve the problems. The other type is called premium images. The difference from standard images is that Microsoft engages the Linux vendor partner on behalf of the customer as you. So even if you have a problem about the Linux distribution, you may call Microsoft to get support. For the time being, only SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 11SP3 is the premium image available in Azure. The other types of distributions is called the VM Depot. In VM Depot, you may find hundreds of community created images. So the community itself creates images that can be images, solution stacks, anything, and they put this into VM Depot. It's an initiative run by Microsoft Open Technologies, MS OpenTech. And the other option is to use Azure Marketplace. There are many first-party and third-party created and uploaded images in Azure Marketplace. And again, just like VM Depot, Azure Marketplace includes both solution stacks and vanilla OS images. So let's go to the Azure portal and see how we can create a Linux virtual machine in Azure. Actually, it's not different from creating a Windows virtual machine. So here is my Azure portal. I go to New in Virtual Machines. I can either select Quick Create or from Gallery. So just let me show you the Quick Create option. You just enter a DNS name. It can be anything like MEA Demo VM01. So it just checks the name is available. And here, under Image dropdown, you see there are some Linux images that I can choose. For the demo, I'm going to choose Ubuntu Server 1404 LTS. Decide on the size. Enter a password. You can see by default, the username for Linux virtual machines is Azure User. And choose a region, affinity group. If you have an affinity group, I will just go with the West Europe data center. And click on Create Virtual Machines. It's that simple using the portal. So you can see that the virtual machine, the Linux virtual machine, the Ubuntu virtual machine is being created in Azure. And it will take like 4 or 5 minutes to get this virtual machine fully functional. And let me show you the other option, the gallery option. So it's very similar to the quick create, but you can see we are just grouping the images depending on what's running inside as the OS or even the application. So if you go to Ubuntu, for example, you can just see there are three images available in Ubuntu. These images, again, remember, they are called Azure endorsed images. So we are working closely with Ubuntu, the Canonical team, to test these images thoroughly before putting into Azure. So while this virtual machine is being created, let me show you how you can access to this virtual machine. So this NVIDIA DemoScript machine is also a Linux virtual machine. It's also an Ubuntu virtual machine. So if you go to the details of the VM, you can just see the DNS name and also the public IP address of the virtual machines. So to connect to this virtual machine, the first thing you need to be sure is that if you are going to, of course, access it using SSH, make sure the port you are going to use for SSH is opened in the virtual machine. The ports, the port configuration, you can do it under endpoints. So if you go to endpoints, you can just go with add a standalone endpoint. So there are some widely used ports are already configured here in the drop-down list, so you can just select them. For example, SSH is already in the list. And since I'm already opened the port for SSH, it's just giving me a warning that you won't be able to, you know, again, open the same port. But if you need to open ports on the virtual machine, just use the endpoints tab here. So this VM has already access for SSH, so I will just go run my old friend PuTTY. So I can just enter the host name. So you can just learn the for host name from here or inside the VM's details here. You see DNS name here. So it's nvidiademoscript.cloudup.net. So I can just copy this and paste it into PuTTY. Yes, I want to connect to this virtual machine. Remember, my username was AsiaUser, and here's the password I have provided during the deployment. So if I didn't make a typo, yeah, I mean, so this is a Linux virtual machine, just the same virtual machine you would use in your own premises environment. So nothing is different. Once it's deployed, you can just connect it using PuTTY or any, you know, SSH client, and you can start configuring or, you know, making changes on the virtual machine. For example, you can just update the operating system. So it's that simple. Another option is to use PowerShell. I'm not going to show it, but it's just a one line of code. So basically, you can just use PowerShell to create a virtual machine in your Azure account, just like creating a Windows virtual machine. So we are really, really investing a lot in providing support for Linux in Azure. So most or even all of the things you can do with Windows virtual machines are also can be done for Linux virtual machines in Azure. So this is how you can create a vanilla virtual machine from scratch using the portal. The other option, let me show you the VM Depot option. So you can just go to Bing, search for VM Depot, and there it is. Follow the link and you are going to see the images available here. So the difference from the portal images, the Azure indoor endorsed images, is that the images here are prepared and uploaded by the community. So if you want to get support about these images, you need to go to the person or the group who uploaded this image. You can see here there are hundreds of ready images for Linux distributions, and they are not just operating system images. So For example, this one is the operating system is Ubuntu 14.04, but it has also Jenkins installed on top of Ubuntu. So if you need to use this, you can just deploy it to your Azure account and start using right away. You can see there are like 47 pages of images here. You can just search for an image. For example, let's say you want to check if there are any WordPress images. Of course there are. So if you need a WordPress 4.0-1 on top of Ubuntu 14.04, just choose this and create a VM using this image. So the procedure is, it's going to copy this image to your Azure account. So let me switch back to Azure portal, and under images here you will see that image available. For example, I have deployed the LAMP stack on top of Ubuntu OS, so it's here. Once it's copied here from VM Depot, which is done automatically by the system, you can just create a new VM using this image. So it's that simple. So this is the current portal. We also have a new portal coming. It's beautiful. It looks beautiful. It's all in HTML5. So to go to that portal, you can just go to portal.azure.com. Let me just close this tab. Starting up. So you see, it's the design is beautiful. Remember I talked about the marketplace in Azure? Here it is. So if you go to this marketplace, you can see that it's also grouped under the option or the operating system. For example, for virtual machines, here, if I click more, it's going to show more virtual machines available for deployment. Okay, it's opening now. So you see there are many, many virtual machine templates here. So all the images in VM Depot are available here. So with the new portal, we basically merged the VM Depot images with the images in Azure, with the endorsed images. So you can find all the images in one place. And it's really handy, so you don't have to go a separate website. You can just use this new portal, which is in preview now, to choose and deploy a Linux virtual machine or Linux, an application running on top of a Linux virtual machine. So this is how you can create a virtual machine in Linux from scratch. But you may ask, but I have a virtual machine running on top of my hypervisor, on my Hyper-V server on premises. So what can I do? It's not a problem. The good thing about Azure is it's also, basically it's also Windows server. So it's also running Hyper-V as the hypervisor, and it's also running the virtual machines in VHD format. So you can just upload your Linux virtual machine to Azure. Of course, to do this, there are some steps. So the first thing is you should be using Hyper-V. So you should be virtualizing your operating system, your Linux virtual machine on Hyper-V. The second step is to install the Microsoft Azure Linux agent. And the third step is called configure your VM for Azure. So I'm going to go deep down on these three steps. The first step is to virtualize on Hyper-V. So this is needed because basically Hyper-V, the virtualization layer, presents the devices to the guest OS. So basically Hyper-V just acts as the bridge between the operating system and the hypervisor. And of course, the operating system, Linux in example, in our example, it needs drivers for these devices, for the synthetic drivers. And to support drivers for these devices, you need to have integration services inside this virtual machine. So for Hyper-V, we are calling this package integration services. So these integration services should be installed inside the guest operating system. So if you take a look at our supported Linux distributions currently for Hyper-V, there are many distributions and many versions. For older versions, the integration services, the Linux integration services, LIS, you may have to download it as a separate download and install it separately before. But with because Microsoft invested a lot in the Linux kernel itself, now these integration services are built in inside the Linux virtual machine's kernel. For example, if you are going to install a Red Hat-based 5.10 virtual machine, the integration services are already built in and it's certified by Red Hat. So you can see all the versions here. And what's even more good is Microsoft is keeping its investment in Linux kernel. So whenever a supported distribution has a new version, we are making, we are working really hard to support it right away on top of Hyper-V. So you can see the newly added and newly supported versions for the supported Linux distributions here. So we virtualize our operating system, our Linux on Hyper-V. What's the next step? Step two, we need to install the Azure Linux agent inside this VM. So the Azure Linux agent makes more or less everything from provisioning the image to redirecting to console, redirecting console to serial port for debugging. So it communicates when the VM is booting up, and it just attaches itself as a DVD for deployments, and also a TCP endpoint is being exposed, is exposing a REST API to get information about the deployment and topology configuration. Another good thing about this is for most of the Linux distributions, this agent is also in the kernel. So you can just use it right away. If you need to install it separately, you can just go to GitHub, download the package, and install it in your virtual machine. So installing is really easy. So if it's an Azure endorsed Linux distribution, it's already included. Or you can go to GitHub, download the package. You can install it using an RPM or DEB package. Or if you need to install it manually, you can see the command here. You can just install the Azure agent using the commands shown in the screen at the moment. So Azure Linux agent, some commands you can use. And the most important thing, one of the most important commands, is called deprovision. Basically, this is the Linux equivalent of sysprep. So it just makes necessary adjustments on the Linux virtual machine so it can be captured and uploaded to Azure to be used as a Linux virtual machine. You can also redirect the output of the console to the serial port if you need to do some debugging, for example, using Azure Linux agent. And the last step is that you are going to configure your virtual machine for Azure. So there are four things you need to do. Prepare your virtual machine to be uploaded to Azure. Create a storage account in Azure, so there should be a storage space you will put in this VM. Prepare the connection to Azure and uploading the image to Azure. The documentation for these four steps is in Azure website. So let me just jump to there. So you can just or even go to Bing and look for how to upload a Linux VM to Azure. You can see here. So in this document, it shows you everything you need to do to be able to upload the Linux virtual machine running on top of Hyper-V on premises to Azure. The most important part is the first part. So you need to prepare the image to be uploaded. And depending on the distribution, there are some things to do. So if you go to, for example, how to learn how to do it on Ubuntu, you can find the commands you need to use to prepare your Ubuntu machine depending on the version here. So it's everything is neatly documented. If you need to upload a Linux virtual machine to Azure, you can just use this document as a guideline. And once you prepare your virtual machine, you can upload your virtual machine using a very, very simple command. So there are some points also you need to pay attention. For example, you need to convert VHDX to VHD because currently the servers in Azure, the physical servers in Azure are supporting VHD format. Make sure you are using standard partitions rather than using LVM, because especially if you are going to clone this machine in the future, you are going to have some problems if LVM is configured. Do not create a swap space on the OS disk. Of course, ensure SSH server is installed and configured to start on boot, because if the virtual machine is running on top of Azure, the option to connect it remotely will be SSH, so you need to have your SSH daemon running in your Linux virtual machine. And finally, deprovision the VM. So make sure the VM is ready to be uploaded to Azure. For uploading, you also have some options. The easiest option, or the first option, let me say, is using Azure PowerShell. So you can just use this command. You basically just showing PowerShell where is the source file and what's the remote destination. Or you can even use a storage explorer tool that can explore through Azure storage, your Azure storage account, and upload using that software. So that's it. It's really easy. It's really straightforward to create a Linux virtual machine in Azure. And if you need to bring your own virtual machine from your on-premises environment to Microsoft Azure, it's no problem. We are supporting and we are documented everything very clearly in a step-by-step manner.